Seattle Mayor Ed Murray unveiled the city's first downtown cycle track yesterday. It's a protected bike lane on 2nd Avenue. It comes less than 2 weeks after the same street claimed the life of cyclist Cher Kung. Specialized new traffic lights are supposed to help bikes and cars avoid collisions. But yesterday, cars and cyclists were still struggling to figure out the new rules. KUOW's Joshua McNichols climbed on his bike and held out his microphone.
Okay, I am riding in a crowd of cyclists, advocates, and media people in the new bike lane downtown. We're checking it out after the mayor just gave a press conference. Hey, can I ask, what do you think of the new bike lane?
Oh, it's terrific.
And what do you like about it?
Safer.
Hey, can I ask you what you think of the bike lanes?
Oh, I think it's wonderful.
Do you have any concerns about the bike lanes?
My largest concern is just the time that it will take for people in cars and people on bikes to get accustomed to the new signals.
Hey, you got a red light, buddy. Biker, you got a red light.
Oh, I got a red light.
Yeah.
So that, he just didn't see the light at all.
He didn't see it at all, no. It's going to take a few days for people to get used to this kind of infrastructure.
What's your name and who are you with?
I'm Anna Maria Roque. I'm the communications director at Cascade Bicycle Club. We are ambassadors of the 2nd Avenue Protected Bike Lane.
How did you become a bicycle advocate?
I have always been biking. And then I moved to the States and I realized it's really scary to bike here. It's not safe. How can we change this?
Now, are you Dutch of origin?
I am.
Can you compare this to, like, the approach in Amsterdam?
We are a very, very young Amsterdam here, but this is a great start.
What's your name? Who do you work for?
I'm Dave Ramo at Least Crutcher Lewis.
What do you think of it?
I'm a general contractor. I'm trying to figure out how to load material into this building.
Right. You got to figure out how to turn left?
No. Park a big truck in the loading zone, then you have to walk across the active bike lane.
Okay, I just saw a car turn left when it was illegal for it to do it. It turned right across the bike lane. Hey, man, you're with SDOT?
I am.
What are you doing out here today?
We are just trying to advise people on how to correctly use the new turn signals.
I saw you run out into the street in front of somebody. What was that about?
Just trying to inform him.
What was he trying to do?
Just trying to make a turn when he's not supposed to.
Seattle's Department of Transportation says they're monitoring the new bike lane to see how it performs. They say they'll make adjustments as necessary. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.